Is The Professionals with their song Join the Professionals. The Professionals actually was a project that Steve Jones had of the Sex Pistols after the Sex Pistols dissolved, and very briefly he had that. I played Glenn Matlock's Rich Kids recently, so I figured I'll play a Steve Jones post-Sex Pistols song for you. Hey, how about the Ramones in there? Or, I'm sorry, Ramones doing Street Fighting Man, their version of the Rolling Stones classic. Some Archers of Loaf with Wrong in that set of music. Also, The Police, a song that was penned by Stuart Copeland, It's All Right for You. Oingo Boingo in that set as well, with Only a Lad from their debut album. And start off the entire set with some Dave Clark 5 and Bits and Pieces. Hey, my name is Paul. Don't forget, A, it's Viva La Mock. B, people call me the Mockster. And C, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. If there is something you want to hear on a future show, I am more than happy to see if I can squeeze that in and make it all work for you. Hey, don't forget, you can hear Courts in Session each and every Thursday evening at 8 here at WRCT, and again at 1 p.m. on Fridays with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Yeah, he takes classic bands of the past, but he plays new music from these bands, and it's a wide variety of different stuff, and you should just tune in. In fact, I might even tell you about that show again later on in my program, but who knows. Hey, it is 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Let's jump back into the music. Going back to the Schmilson album from Harry Nilsson, it's Gotta Get Up here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Time when we could dance until 9:45. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end.
Conversation, learn more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. Little more biting, a little less bark. Little less biting, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me. I work hard all day long to please you. Treat you just like a queen. When I come home, you're just running your mouth, baby. You ain't seen a doggone thing. Give me a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more bark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. I'm tired of talking. I'll get your sleeping clothes on. Let's start walking. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate. Don't articulate. Woman, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. Little less conversation.
Santa. there, Viva La Mocksters. I'm Amanda Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hip act fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
From their second full-length album for CBS Records, Indigo Girls. Yeah, Indigo Girls wrapping up that set of music with Land of Canaan. Yeah, and I'm not ashamed to say I've seen the Indigo Girls quite a few times in my lifetime. First time I ever saw them was back in 1989. 1989, they were the opening act for REM on the first leg of the Green World Tour. Cobalt Hall, Detroit, Michigan. Yep, I was there. Were you? Were you? Hey, before the Indigo Girls, Chet Atkins doing his cover of Yakety Sax, but he's on the guitar, so it's Yakety Axe. Speaking of Chet Atkins, he is my background music for the duration of this program. Played some Mac Davis in that set of music as well. Mac actually wrote that song, A Little Less Conversation. Elvis had a hit with it, which probably made Mac a whole bunch of money. But you know, Elvis always took writing credits. So if you wrote a song and he wanted to record it, he would get a writing credit with that song, which is the reason why Dolly Parton refused Colonel Tom Parker when Colonel Tom Parker asked if Elvis could record I Will Always Love You. She was like, no, it's my song. He didn't write it. He gets none of that. Oh, Miss Dolly. Who actually just celebrated a birthday recently, now that I think about that. I should play some Dolly. Let me throw some Dolly in the next set of music. How about I do that for you? Nilsson, Harry Nilsson started off the entire set from Schmilsson with Gotta Get Up. Yeah, you gotta get up. You gotta figure out what's going on. My name is Paul. I don't know what's going on. All I know is I've got the control of the music and the songs and the jabber-jocking here on the radio. And you've tuned in to torture yourself with it. Or maybe enjoy it. I don't know. I hope you enjoy it. I do. But I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood to learn how to play the banjo, but I think I should probably figure out how to play just a guitar or some sort of stringed instrument first, because the banjo seems pretty tough, but here's the chords.
Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river. Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Up and down my spine, 'cause Tonight, I'm gonna meet her at Hungry House Cafe. And I'm gonna give her all the love I can. She's gonna jump and holler, cause I saved up $2. And we're gonna search and find that preacher man.
That, my friends, was the original version of the song Elvira, written by and recorded by Dallas Frazier back in 1965. You know, much like maybe even you, I always thought that was an Oak Ridge Boys song. No, the Oak Ridge Boys did a cover of the Dallas Frazier song and ended up becoming basically their signature song. They recorded it back in 1981, so that was 41 years ago now, but Dallas Frazier recently passed away, and wanted to just highlight something that he has done on my show in tribute to him. Dolly Parton, who recently celebrated a birthday, I kind of warned you. I said, hey, you know what? I'll throw some Dolly Parton in, and I went back to some of her poppier stuff with Here You Come Again. Why not? Why not? Got a chance to see Dolly when she was in town a few years back, and that was a phenomenal show. Then I played some Alabama. I played the band Alabama in my multiple decades being on the air. Never would have thought I would have played the band Alabama, but I realized, you know what? A, that song now is 40 years old. In fact, it's now this year celebrating its 40th anniversary, and B, why not? It's 40 years. Maybe I'll play it again in another 40 years. Then I played some Gourds, the Gourds doing their version of Tom Dooley, starting off that entire set. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I'm all over the board some days, aren't I not? I don't know. The train just keeps shifting lanes and tracks and gears and all that stuff, and I just hold on. You know, we got a show on this radio station called the Deep Blues Hour, but you know what's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues music? About 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Yeah, join Steve each and every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Got a little bluesy vibe going with the Cowboy Junkies doing their version of Walking After Midnight here on Viva La Mock. Thank you.
Something's wrong with me. pretty, pretty. So very pretty. So very pretty. And I'm scared that something's wrong with me.
From their debut record called Record Number One. That's the Mary Janes wrapping up that set of music with their version of What a Friend here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I really feel after that set I should be speaking in a nice, soft, calming tone. But I'm the Mockster. We'll see what happens. I'm Mary Janes in there. So the Mary Janes, if you're unfamiliar, Mary Janes was the brainchild of singer Janice Hoyt, who cut her teeth as a member of the Vulgar Boatmen, who had a song called Mary Jane. That album, actually, that Record Number One, it came out in 1998. It was actually recorded by John Strom, who was a member of Antenna and the Blake Babies. And that's what I thought I'd tell you. Hey, before the Mary Janes, Kendra Smith in that set. Yeah, Kendra Smith, from her Five Ways of Disappearing album, doing the Richard and Mimi Farina song, Bold Marauder. Now, Richard and Mimi first put it out in 1965. Kendra, I should also make a side note, was an original member of the Dream Syndicate. She was. Also played some U2, went back to the Unforgettable Fire because we recently celebrated Martin Luther King Day. Well, actually, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I played MLK from U2. Diana Darby gave a song called Happy from her Fantasia Ball album, which I'm pretty sure is not a Pharrell cover. Pretty sure. In fact, they're a little different, but it's a great little song. In its own way, is it not? Cowboy Junkies started off the entire set with their version of Walkin' After Midnight. from the Trinity Sessions. And I can tell you the story. Back when the MTV used to play the actual the music videos, they played that Cowboy Junkie. It was probably on there. At the time, I think they called their alternative show Postmodern. I don't think it was 120 minutes yet, but it was one of those shows. I believe that's what they debuted the song on. But they debuted Cowboy Junkie's version of Sweet Jane. And a little monster heard that, and he's like, I have got to get to the record store and buy this album. And that's what I did the very next day. Literally, that was the influence of MTV on someone like a little mini monster. Heard stuff. I was just experiencing all this new music and exploring it and going out and buying it. Listening to all the songs, not just the hit singles. No, that's you go deep album cuts. And I'm fearful in the worlds of these streaming services and all that, that the kids are missing that these days. Those deep album cuts. I don't know. Maybe you know different. Anyway, we are approaching the top of the hour. I just get off on these tangents every once in a while. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. And as always, I am most appreciative when you decide to tune in and listen to this humble little radio program I put together for you each and every week. You can always reach out to me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you've got a request for a song for a future show, a suggestion, a story to tell, whatever it is, let me know at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Hey,
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark.